This is the story of Jane, who contacted us about her friend, Layla.
Well, Layla has had cancer since February 16, when it was diagnosed. She has two children, one who's 11, a little boy called Sandrin, and she has a daughter, Mirella, 14, who has cerebral palsy. Layla has stopped treatment for her cancer at this point, and the family's been under tremendous stress, both with Layla's treatment and because their state house is being renovated currently so that Mirella can move around the house more easily.
Yeah.
So they're living in one room in the house, and we had felt that it would be a lovely thing to do to try and give Sandrin some sort of experience or something that he could do, be it a holiday or an experience with his mum, that would leave him with a happy memory and amongst all this mess that they're going through.
It's an unbelievable situation, isn't it? Just to, you know, you don't think that sort of thing's going to happen to you.
No, and relying so much on, you know, a 11-year-old son to really support her and help her through, it's tough.
Yesterday, we went and spoke to the family.
Layla, we were contacted, by a good friend of yours. She walked us through the situation without, you know, telling us too much, but it's been a tough time.
Yes, it's been a very tough time. It's been a 3.5 years journey of battling this rare disease. There's no treatment really out there for us with the adrenal gland cancer, so we are pretty much guinea pigs. That, sorry if I said this wrong, but the only thing that we could do is just prolong our lives with, if there is something out there for us.
And really tough personally, a single mum with two beautiful kids.
Extremely tough. Got a daughter with cerebral palsy. She's 13. And she's got problems of her own where she can't walk or do much for herself. She's fully dependent. And I've got my other little one here who is amazing helper and is here for me through everything.
How do you help Mum?
By a lot of things, cleaning the house, doing the lounge, helping with Mirella, yeah, and more.
He would never, ever, ever say no. And sometimes I think it's so hard on him because he doesn't have that childhood that other kids do, which is sad, but that just happens. I want him to have a lot more, you know, but I'm sorry.
No.
He probably would love to go and do stuff out and about that other kids do that he, you know,
hasn't had the opportunity to do.
It's been now nearly close to 4 years, you know.
Now, Jane contacted us and she, you know, she, aside from asking, you know, if we can help promote the GoFundMe page that is raising money to fund treatment and look for different things to help you, also mentioned that it might be nice if we can organise some experiences for you and the kids to do, you know, just to get out and, you know, have some lasting memories. So we'd like to do that.
Oh, my God. Did you hear that?
Are you willing to miss school for a few days?
What do you think? Yeah.
Starting tomorrow, you're going to go to the Crum and Wildlife Sanctuary as a family. You're going to go behind the scenes with the koalas, also with all the kangaroos, and meet some of their famous birds. The birds of prey there, so you'll be able to go and enjoy the whole Crum and Wildlife Sanctuary just as a family. Without anyone else around, so you can go there and have the day off school and actually start spending a little bit of time as a family. You're pretty excited about that?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very exciting.
Get a day off school.
Yeah, I'm so thankful. Thank you so much. This will be an amazing experience and it will create a lot of memories for us three.
So it'd be nice to spend a few days to spend with the kids, just everything look after, and you just go and enjoy it as a nice family.
I want to spend more time with them, and thank you so much, you guys, for all this.
Well, that's only day one. Tomorrow, after Currumbin, there'll be another surprise.
Oh, my God, thank you so much. You got to say thank you.
Yeah, thanks. I'm going to try to not dream about it.
Wow.
Yep. There'll be a surprise tomorrow and the next day
Yeah.
And the next day?
Do you know,